your digital photography, your video assets, your favorite music, and your journals, your blogs, your podcasts.
There's the democratization of the media on the web, that's one thing, but Apple chief Steve Jobs tells a Macworld crowd during his keynote speech that democratization of simple web page creation hasn't been easy to come by. In this part 5 of 8 podcasts, we'll take a tour through Apple's iWeb. This is PodTech News, powered by PodTech.net. I'm Jason Lopez.
Now, we've got these great 5 applications that are part of the iLife suite. And what they're all about is allowing us to express ourselves creatively. Right? Our music choices, our digital photography, our digital movies. And we want to share these things. We want to share these things with our friends. We want to share these things with our families. And increasingly, we want to share them over the internet, right? That's what photocasting is all about, which is terrific. But increasingly, a lot of us want to build a website and share these things. And so today, we are introducing a 6th app in the iLife suite to allow us to do exactly that. We're introducing a new app that's going to allow us to share our digital photos, share our digital movies and video podcasts, to share our tastes in music, and to share our blogs and other types of podcasts as well with people. And we call this new app iWeb. Now, there's apps out there that let you build websites, right? There's some apps that are really easy to use. That's the good news. But the bad news is they build pretty simple and oftentimes ugly websites. There are some terrific apps, some professional apps, that let you build beautiful websites, but they are way too hard for mere mortals to use. And so in the iLife tradition, what we want to do is make something super easy to use that lets you build beautiful websites so simply, so easily. That's what iWeb is about. So, iWeb. Apple designed templates that you can modify that give you beautiful websites. You have the iLife media browser with access to all your digital media. You have online photo albums. You have blogs and podcasts. You have one-click publishing to .Mac, and it's really easy to use. You basically pick a theme, and each theme's got these pages, a welcome page, about me, photos, movies, blogs, podcasts. You can make them into anything you want. You have your iLife media browser. And so you can say, let's take a page, an about me page. You can make a page like this in a few seconds. Right? Bring in your photos, whatever you'd like. Here's a photo page. Just drag in an album. You got yourself a photo page. Create blogs in seconds and update them whenever you'd like just by adding an entry, deleting an entry. Very easy. And the same with podcasts. And all of the RSS stuff, all the subscription stuff is all done automatically for you. And when you're done creating a website, you push one button and it's automatically uploaded to .Mac and published on .Mac. So that anybody with any browser on any computer can just look at your website. And this is what it would look like. They go to your photo page, this is what it would look like. And if they have a modern browser, this is, we've got this great photo viewer that uses some Ajax technology. You know, it lets you go forward and previous and actually scroll between your slides. So it works great in IE, obviously works great in Safari, Firefox, etc. So anybody can view these. Here's your blog page. Again, if you subscribe to these things, any RSS reader, subscribe to your blog. And on your podcast, if somebody says subscribe, boom, iTunes on Mac or Windows will subscribe to that podcast. It's that simple. And so I'd like to show you. Let's go ahead and build a website. All right, let's launch iWeb. It's right here. And we're going to go ahead and pick modern here, and we'll pick about me. I'm going to bring up the media browser here. And I got my beach trip photos. And I think we'll just go ahead and put Allie there, and maybe we'll get rid of this. And what we'll do is we will go ahead and bring up the inspector. We'll just turn reflections on. See how that reflection turned on there? And maybe we'll put her name here, Allie Keene. And we'll move this over here. And we'll just drag it. Let's say we want to drag another photo in here. We just drag a photo in. And we can mask that photo. Let's say we don't want quite as much of it. Maybe we just want, maybe that much of it. And maybe we want to rotate it a little bit, make it a little bigger. And, we can drop some other photos in here, whatever we'd like. And I can go get some music if I want to. And let's say I get my favorites right here, and I just drop this playlist right over here, and boom, it's going to provide pointers to the iTunes Music Store for all those songs so that anyone can go preview them. So, this is the About Me page. Now I want to add another page. Let's see here now. I'm going to add another page. I'm going to add a photos page. And I'm just going to drag these beach photos in here, and boom. There's all my photos, and again, I can, move them around and put them in any order I want to. And there's my photos, and I'm going to change the one up here. Maybe I'll put this up here and maybe change this, my photos. And the other thing I want to do is I want to just drag this photo album right up on top here. And this is another way that people are going to find out about photo casting, because in addition to just watching the slideshow, they can actually subscribe to this photo cast now just by hitting this button. So there's my photos, and now I'm going to make a blog, and so I'm going to go pick a blog page, and I'm going to go over here, and I'm going to say, okay, this is going to be day one, and maybe it's cycling, and I'm going to just change the photo right here, and I'm going to add another entry. Day two, maybe hiking, and just drop another photo in there, and maybe another entry. Day three, surfing, and I'll add another one in here. And again, this is going to do everything for me, including handle all the RSS stuff and the subscription stuff, and that's really great. And so maybe I'll just drop another photo in here. Oops, I didn't want to do that. Maybe I'll drop this one in here. Okay, there we go. And now I'm going to go ahead and create a podcast page. And I'm going to go back to audio here, and let's see now. I've got a podcast that somebody made that I can just drop right in.
Well, hi, everyone, and welcome to another exciting episode of the Learn to Surf podcast.
And so this is called Learn to Surf. And that's kind of cool. But let me tell you something else that's really cool. I'm going to go back to GarageBand here. I left this open. And I'm going to go up to the Share menu. And all I have to do is say Send Podcast to iWeb. And boom, it's going to go ahead and mix down this podcast, put it in all the right formats, package up the artwork and everything it needs to do, and send it on over to iWeb, and iWeb's going to say, do you want to put it in a blog or a podcast? I want to put it in a podcast. And boom, there we go. I've got my podcast right here, and there it is. Hi, I'm Steve, and welcome to my weekly... So now what I do is... and maybe I could go ahead and put another photo in here if I want to. I'll put maybe that one in there. Okay. And now what I'm going to do is publish this. I just literally hit the publish button, and it's going to publish this to .Mac, and it's going to upload it. It's going to generate all the HTML and the RSS feeds and all that kind of stuff. And now it's going to say I could announce it, but I'm just anxious. I'm going to just visit the site now. I'm going to put this over to the side, and I'm using Safari now, but I could use any browser. Again, you know, I can just pick one of these songs. I have no idea which one. But boom, I'm in iTunes, and, you know, I'm previewing the song. All right, thank you. And so now I'm going to go in. It's already made my menus and everything for me. I'm going to go into photos here. And here's my photos. Of course, I could see them just by clicking on them. But what I really want to do is just watch the slideshow. And again, this will cycle through the photos for me. I could cycle through myself. I could go up here and just randomly select some if I wanted to. No problem. So that's pretty cool. And I could subscribe to this photocast just by hitting this. It opens iPhoto, puts it in here, and it will download these photos here. And I've subscribed to this photocast. Pretty cool. Let me go to my blog. Here's my blog. And again, I can go read these. Boom, you know, real simple. And again, I could subscribe to this blog. And here's my RSS reader, whatever RSS reader I had. Boom, I've subscribed to this blog now. And let me go to podcast. Here's a podcast, again, that podcast we made. Hi, I'm Steve, and welcome to my weekly podcast. All right. And if I want to subscribe to that podcast, boom, iTunes pops up. And here it is, I'm subscribed, whether I'm on a Mac or PC. I'm now subscribed to this podcast. So we've built a website in a few minutes that's got four pages here. Of course, you can go back and update it anytime you want. And it's got my photo albums, my blogs, my podcasts. I can add blog entries whenever I want. This is what iWeb is all about, how to make gorgeous websites very quickly with all of your rich media to share with your family and friends. So, these are some of the themes that you can start with. Again, you can see you can modify these to do anything you want, but these are just some of the templates that you can start with iWeb. And add things, subtract things, change things around, do anything you'd like. And that's but a few of them. So iWeb, your digital photography, your video assets, your favorite music, and your journals, your blogs, your podcasts. So iWeb now joins the rest of the iLife apps, the sixth iLife app in this incredible suite. And iLife is going to keep its same price of $79. And iLife is available today. In addition, we have a $99 family pack, which lets you put it on up to five computers. This has got to be the deal of the century. And iLife comes free on all new Macs. Now, in the course of talking about iLife, we'd ended up talking about .Mac quite a bit. Right? You can see that we're starting to connect these things quite a bit in photocasting and in iWeb in other ways. We've done the same thing with Tiger that we introduced this last spring, where you can sync things like your Safari bookmarks across multiple Macs and stuff. .Mac is really taking off, and I'm pleased to report that we have crossed over 1 million subscribers to .Mac. 1 million subscribers, and we anticipate this growth rate to continue. So, iLife and .Mac. There's one other product that I want to tell you about today. We have a new version of iWork. You've seen a little bit of it up here. Keynote and Pages. And I want to just give you a little bit of an overview of some of the features. 3D charts. We have 3D charts now in both of these. We have advanced image editing. So you can do a lot of the stuff, the masking and the image editing that you can do. In the other applications, we have reflections built in, and you've seen that. We have freeform shapes and masking built in. We have tables with calculations now, so you can do tables and just automatically calculate the tables. and we've got some new themes and templates. There's a whole bunch of stuff in here, and I don't have time to talk about this today, but go check it out on the website. iWork is a great release, and it's going to sell for $79. It is also available today, $99 in the family pack, and there is a 30-day free trial on all new Macs. So that is iWork, and these are three incredible products. We have new packaging for them, as you can see, and they are all available today.
This is the fifth of eight podcasts covering the 2006 Macworld keynote address given by CEO Steve Jobs. For PodTech News, I'm Jason Lopez.